And I said, first I must become more familiar with the idea of AA becoming human again. When he had spoken to me like this and it was time again, or we had been made aware that the lessons were beginning, they spoke of the same thing again, of wealth. The spiritual teacher said that he wanted to come back to what he had often spoken about, the new life on earth. And then he said that there were some, and he didn't mean me, but those who attended this class with me, who had been here for a long time, and they felt that it was now necessary to do something so that they could become richer. And they didn't want to, they couldn't decide to be ready for a human life again, because there was no such thing here as sorrows. Even if it was simple and primitive, you didn't have to worry about your daily bread like people do, and you didn't have any complaints or anything like that. And the order was such that you pulled yourself together, you weren't allowed to do anything bad to others. We learned that from the very beginning, and you don't do that. You see that you are in the kingdom of God and you are subject to that rule. But you aren't satisfied, you try to do what is asked of you, but you still don't get what you want. So they were summoned without further ado and told, you are now being led away by an angel of God. You don't need to return to your house, but you are coming to prepare for the incarnation. They resisted, but it was of no use to them, they were simply taken away. Some of them soon gave in, because they also knew, it doesn't help, you can't contradict them, because it is the word of these higher beings that counts. And then they gave in. I thought, yes, they will definitely tell me when it is time. But then I took the liberty of asking, what if I volunteer now to enter human life? Then they answered me, no, not yet. First you have to go through a few things. You will now be taught the basic rules, the laws. Then your soul must be purified more, and you must also do some work. I said, yes, then I will do that. I will do everything I am told. I would like to become a little richer. They seemed pleased with me, and soon after I was told that I no longer needed to go to this school. But I had to be purified first before I was given another task. In the meantime I had not seen any of my relatives, and I always wanted my mother to come, but she did not come, and neither did my father. When I then said, okay, I want to go into purification, other beings came and stood in front of me. As they stood there in front of me, they began. They brought out everything I had done wrong, my whole list of sins, and I felt like a truly sinful being. I felt really miserable, I really had nothing. And yet I had to say, I am so poor, and yet they are so kind to me, so full of compassion and help, they show me the way. You don't have to experience any torment, nothing like that. When I agreed to go into this purification, I did not imagine that it could be so bad, for I had already found out from the others that those who were of bad will had long since been taken away and separated. Well, I was of good will. Then they took me back into a house and confined me to a room for a while. But in this room it was completely dark and I was not allowed to leave it. The door was only ajar, I could have gone out, but I would not have dared to. Inside everything was dark and now they said to me, here you have the opportunity to pray, you should learn to pray, you should go within yourself, you must find the way to yourself. And they said to me, that is why we taught you first. You were not only taught about wealth, you were taught what wealth is, how it is acquired. You were taught about the meaning and purpose of life. They spoke of the painful and difficult life, they spoke of the contempt. And now you should think about everything you should have done better and how you intend to do it in your next life on earth. Now it wasn't so easy for me to follow all of that, but I thought, I will be freed again. That was the greatest joy for me, the greatest hope. I will not remain in this darkness forever, but it is only the purification, it will pass. It is only a step in the ascent upwards, and I will persevere. I prayed and I thought about my last life and about a new life, and I worked out how I wanted to serve my neighbor, how I wanted to live. So it didn't take very long before someone came again, freed me and said to me, now you must work. You must see that one must work in the kingdom of God too, and that the higher beings watch closely to see whether what is asked for is also fulfilled. Because laziness is of no use, it is no support in ascension, only diligence, Only devotion, loyalty and obedience pave the way to ascension. I said, good, I will do everything. The being that had led me into this cell then spoke to me when I was standing in front of this building or outside again, now we should make you happy, because you have become willing, you have been insightful and are therefore ready to fulfill what is asked of you. Now you should also recognize heaven's grace and heaven's love. I thought, yes, now my parents will definitely come to me, and perhaps I can go to them. For it was clear to me that my parents had long since left this difficult time behind them, if they had even experienced such a thing. Now this being said, look to the left. Can you recognize them that are coming? I saw a tall, beautiful figure, and it was leading a boy of about 12 years old by the hand. I said, no, I cannot recognize them. But then they came closer and closer, and this tall, good-looking, well-dressed figure said to me, Thomas, don't you recognize your grandfather anymore? And I had to say, yes, grandfather, I remember you when you were old and had a face full of wrinkles, and now you are so young and so beautiful. Then it seemed to me as if it was the same face, but just like when I was younger. And he said to me, you know, it's the other way round with people. As time goes by, they get old, they become stooped, and they get sick. They suffer from gout and the like. With us it's just the other way round. The longer you are here, the more beautiful you become. And that's what happened to me, Thomas. Look at me. And the boy, don't you know him? No, who is it? I said. That's your son's boy, who died at the age of 2 and has now become such a splendid boy. And I said, it's the little one, it's not the little one anymore, look at the beautiful boy. Yes, now my joy was infinitely great, and I took the boy in my arms and was happy, and you have grown so big. So do the little children go to the afterlife and grow here and thrive and become more and more beautiful? And the grandfather said, that's exactly how it is. They become more and more beautiful. The little boy then said to me, I would so much like you to visit me in my house, in my garden. And he looked around and said, I don't like it here, grandfather, there is nothing beautiful here, I don't like it. But where I live, it is so wonderful. No, let's go back again. But then my grandfather said to him, my boy, look, you must be patient. We want to make him happy now. We want to tell him that we will come back another time. And if he is so eager, he can take a quick look into our world, very quickly. Then we had to say goodbye again and they went into their beautiful world. Now I was encouraged again and I now had the certainty, yes, where I live is not the whole of heaven, and there must be something wonderful in this new world, because the boy did not want to stay here. As beautiful as they had looked, yes, they had the wealth. So I did my work to the best of my ability. And then they said to me, you still have to wait, it is not yet time for you to enter the new life. And they gave me the task of visiting people to get to know them. Now I have the task of accompanying certain people, of learning from them. It hurts me deep down when I see that they only strive for earthly wealth. I feel sorry for them and think, when you come to the realization, you will be like me. Then it will be too late. I am sent to people because it is part of the preparation for a new life on earth. But I do not know when this new life on earth will be. I should not only be interested in people, but in everything that happens, in their entire history. I should learn and be able to see how the wheel turns upwards. But at the same time I should experience how much hardship comes to people. But I should also experience how the world beyond, which is invisible to people, is always there to help them, and that was my task. I should help them. I should prove that I am no longer capable of supporting injustice, but only of promoting what is good and noble. I should support people in the high life, show them the way to true justice, support them in piety according to God, promote their justice, their loyalty and also develop their willingness to help. Certain powers were available to me for this service. I was also taught how to serve a person, how to protect and inspire him, how to protect him from evil. That is how I was taught, and that is how I am still taught. My knowledge is still limited. But I am waiting for the time when I can enter a new human life. I know that in the next life I will definitely have a greater gain. Because what I do here, where I now live, I do with such zeal and such sincerity so that the experiences and the whole desire remain rooted in the depths of my soul and can no longer be lost, so that this desire is also expressed in human life and then gives me the opportunity to gain something, to improve, which is my deepest wish. So, dear friends, I have tried to tell you something about what I experienced in the world beyond. I am withdrawing, and perhaps I will be allowed to lead one of you home. So may God protect and watch over you. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I am trying to answer the questions that concern you to the best of my ability. Dear Joseph, what is it like living together in such a sphere in the beyond, to which Thomas was first led? It was expressed in his report that the beings there also have their individuality and their own character traits. On Earth, these traits always cause difficulties in understanding one another. What is it like in such a sphere among the spirits? Joseph, yes, it is just like this. Everyone who returns to the world beyond takes with them from their earthly life the desires they have, the vices or the virtues. This is in the innermost part of the soul. This is the state of their development. And in the world beyond, those who are burdened in the same way are together. And so they are taught, and it is made clear to them how they should behave. So even in their life together, a so-called overcoming is constantly required. You have to try to overcome with a certain amount of strength, because if you can't, you stay where you are, you don't pave your way to the heights. Thank you, dear Joseph. Dear Joseph, I have been sent a few more questions, which of course are not directly related to the lecture. One question is, what about the skills and knowledge we acquired on Earth? Do they all remain intact when we enter the other world? Joseph, yes, these skills remain intact in the spiritual world. But when a new life on Earth comes, it is not necessarily the case that all of these insights will be developed again. If a spirit being is or will be placed on a particular level, all of these insights that were once acquired can be developed again in their new human life. All that is needed is the incentive from the spirit being himself to direct his interest in developing these again. But it is possible that the spiritual world takes away from a person, let's say, great talents that he had in his previous life, as punishment for some wrongdoing. End of the recording. Report of the ascending spirit being Thomas and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Caldenstresse, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next case. April 4, 1962. Leonie, overcoming religious narrow-mindedness. By getting to know foreign countries and peoples, Leonie gains a more open view. But only when she places herself under the guidance of the spirits of God does she find the way to higher knowledge. Control Spirit, greetings from God. I am the Control. Dear brothers and sisters, an ascending spirit being will speak to you again. But I would like to explain that these beings, who each talk retrospectively about their previous life on Earth, about their previous existence, have now come to higher knowledge. Many of you may have thought that, in these reports of experiences, it is actually always about the same thing, namely, that it is so important how much merit you bring into the afterlife. In fact, it is so, even if you do not want to admit it. In your world, money is an important matter. Yes, money is a power. People rule, I would not say, govern, they rule, and unfortunately they rule over others. In contrast, in the spiritual world one does not rule, but rather one leads in love. Rule is something imperfect, activities that are carried out in this way are not in the high and noble sense. In rule, love, indulgence and understanding rarely speak, but one commands and enforces as one pleases, as one thinks is good. In the spiritual world one leads in a different way, namely considerately and understandingly. You try to meet the other person with a lot of understanding and love, even if you see that he has no good thoughts, that he is still a very imperfect being and that he still has evil intentions. Nevertheless, you want to show him the way, and you prepare the way for him to have a better life. So money plays a big, important role for you people. You will reply to me, without money, life is simply impossible. However, one can also live justly and well with money and with a noble, high spirit. So it always depends on the spirit of the individual how one views what one owns and manages, whether one becomes a slave to it, whether one rules over it or whether one regards it as entrusted property. However, people cannot always agree with us on this, they do not understand us and then believe that our explanations are one-sided. It is the same in the spiritual world when spirit brothers and sisters are told, on earth, only money plays a role. People want to know nothing else but primarily money, and they want to be happy with this money. A spirit being that has been in the spiritual world for a long time does not understand that money is so necessary for people, since it no longer has any connection to money. So you people often cannot understand that life is really about bringing salvation to the soul and acquiring spiritual merit, that this is the true wealth for the spiritual realm. Unfortunately, this spiritual wealth is not visible to people. The many actions that they should do to acquire spiritual merit are perceived as too much effort, too much trouble, and they think they have to pursue other things that bring them money. I am telling you this in order to make it easier for you to understand that we keep talking about the high and noble life, about the high and noble attitude that people must have. Because the innermost part of the soul longs for this higher striving, it also wants to acquire something, but not earthly, material possessions. The soul strives in completely different directions, people, however, strive for visible success. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want to let a spirit being speak to you again, so that you can learn about the laws of God in these reports and perceive something of the life beyond. However, this is only a tiny excerpt from the many experiences of this returned soul. When you have become familiar with the spiritual laws and even with the locations through our explanations, then you too must confirm on your return home what many beings who had returned to the spiritual realm before you and who knew the spiritual language and the spiritual laws had said. It is exactly as it was told, it is exactly what was explained. And then you are pleased about the knowledge you have and you already know, so to speak, the path you can take. Just as you can live in freedom, choose your own path and choose your own religion when you reach adulthood, so in the world beyond you also have the free will to decide, provided that the person returning home has not burdened themselves with the greatest of burdens. But you can also express your own obstinacy, your own will. This continues until you have achieved this higher knowledge and you recognize a wondrous and wonderful guidance, this guidance that wants to show the individual the way to the higher worlds, but which he must take of his own free will. And he only takes this path voluntarily if he has given up his passions or his own will, his own obstinacy. He must therefore be ready to strive for the higher goals of the spiritual life. So, dear friends, may God bless you all and give you the strength to take this description correctly. God bless you. Leonie, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Leonie. I am to tell you about my entry into the spiritual world and briefly describe my past life on earth. I lived as a pious woman on earth and was particularly devoted to my church. What the church proclaimed was dear and holy to me. But I only realized that I had made so many mistakes along the way when I was in the other world. Over time, I realized that I had been caught up in many errors and had not taken the right path. When I say, I was a pious woman, that means that I went to church as much as possible and to communion just as much. In the village where I lived with my neighbors, there were others who did not go to the same church as I did. I believed that God did not love them in the same way as those who went to my church. I was firmly convinced of this and expressed my conviction to others in this way in my daily life. So I did not act in true charity. But I considered it my right to treat others in this way because I believed that I was closer to God, which gave me a privileged right. I had my mistakes too, I knew that, but I had a deep faith, and with this faith, I wanted to win the kingdom of heaven. And so the time came for me when I had to leave the world and cross the threshold of the afterlife. There stood before me beautiful and sublime beings. They greeted me, took me by the hand and said, "Look, there is your mother, and a little further back you will find your father. Your brother is also there and all the other relatives, but they were not able to come to greet you. You will probably have the opportunity to meet them later." Mother and father came up to me and greeted me. But I had the feeling that they were not particularly happy. I wanted to speak to them, but the higher beings who stood before me refused to talk and turned them away. There was only a brief greeting. Then I was asked immediately whether I did not feel that I had done many things wrong. I was still dazed and did not dare to judge. I knelt down and said, "I am a great sinner. But I ask that Mother Mary help me and give me her support in my difficult hour." Well, the exalted beings listened to these words and then ordered me to stand up. But I kept folding my hands and sometimes looking up, as I was used to doing when I was alive on earth. I hoped that in this world, where I was standing, this help would come to me from above. I prayed that Mother Mary would come to me and help me in this difficult hour, because she was my savior in times of need, as we had prayed on earth. I prayed, but no one came to me, only the same exalted beings stood there. The surrounding area seemed dark to me, I couldn't see anything. They said to me, "You have now experienced and seen it, you have laid aside your earthly body. It remains on earth, it is returned to earth, and the soul rises up. Now you have the opportunity to reflect on the life you have lived. So you must see, it is not only the earthly body that surrounded you and all the organs in the body that enabled you to think, to act, to rule and to decide. You are here, your ego is here, and you can say, 'I ask.' Yes, you are here, and you were, as you stand now, only wrapped in an earthly body and had to live a life on earth where everything is in its material garment. So you too were clothed in a material garment and you had received teachings, you went through a teaching that contained many errors. But you had the opportunity to attain bliss in your faith, as it was. If you had truly lived according to this, if you had, as it is said, loved your neighbor as yourself, Matt. 22:39, if you had remembered that every human being is a creature of God, then you would not have distanced yourself from the others just because their path led to another church, to a church that was built with stones and the like just like yours. Only yours believed that it was sanctifying the building in its own way. But every house is sanctified. Whether it is a church or a house in which people live, it is sanctified when people live next to and with each other in reverence, with respect for one another. Then their surroundings are sanctified, and thus their souls strive for the highest goals, for that sanctuary that is of great importance in the world of the soul. But you have not taken the right path, you have distanced yourself too much from the others, whom God loves just as much as you." They continued, "We will leave you alone until you have gained sufficient insight. We recommend that you find the way to order. Just as God gives people on earth the free will to decide, so he gives his people here the free will to make their decision. Accepted are those who have burdened themselves with the greatest burdens, just as people on earth do not let those they call criminals walk around freely. So you have the opportunity to build a life for yourself here. We will meet again." They recommended that I turn to the house that would soon be visible. For the darkness would disappear and then I would see the large building where so many spiritual brothers and sisters flocked. In this large building were the spiritual advisors who tried to show the individual the way, and I could find help there. These exalted beings spoke in this way, and they left it up to me to go down this path to the large building and accept help there, or to go my own way. They said goodbye to me and promised to meet me again. Then I was left to myself. I looked for my mother, my father, for acquaintances, but I found no one. I had the feeling that the darkness, there, he that was there before had now disappeared. In front of me, very close by, stood a large, long building that had various entrances. Outside, many spirit brothers and sisters were waiting to gain entry into this building. The surroundings reminded me very much of those in my past life on Earth. Now I thought, it will take a long time before I am accepted. Such large crowds are standing in front of the house, how will I be able to get in? And I immediately gave up the plan to go into this house. On the one hand, I was a little afraid, and on the other hand, I thought to myself, it is impossible, there are hundreds or thousands of them standing around this house, how is it possible to be able to speak here? So I wanted to look at the surroundings first. And again, I had the feeling as if I were living on Earth, there were so many similarities. I saw the meadows, gardens, saw forests, animals and saw houses. But these were not built like those on Earth. I also wondered where I would find accommodation, because there was no one there to look after me. And where should I live now? But it was neither cold nor hot, and so I didn't think about it any further. I wasn't too tired either, so I thought, I'm sure I'll find someone who will take me in, and I'm sure I can live in a house somewhere. Otherwise I'll look for a place somewhere else, in the forest, on the meadow or in a garden, that seemed possible to me. As I moved around the area around the house, I realized that I wasn't the only one wandering around, but that they were coming from all directions. And strangely enough, they weren't just white people like me, but blacks, Indians, Japanese, Chinese and others. Then I thought to myself, if it is possible for me, I want to return to where I once lived on Earth, there will certainly be an opportunity to live there too, for it had immediately become clear to me that I could penetrate the difficult matter. I had also listened to the conversations of the others, who came from various quarters. They said that they had just come from home and that they were dissatisfied with the busyness of their relatives and the like. Some spoke of great disappointments and surprises, others expressed their joy. And so I thought to myself, if it was possible for them to return, it will be possible for me too. But then I spoke to a sister who was walking alone just like me. I told her that I had not been here long, but that I still had the desire to return to my former home on Earth. She agreed to accompany me there, and so I let her lead me, so to speak. We thought about our home and so we were able to find our way there. Yes, we had the feeling of being pulled or guided by a string. I went with her to her house and she came with me to mine. And so we listened to the conversations of these people. They did not please us and they could not offer us anything. So I thought about it and said to myself, I know my homeland, but if it is possible, I would like to see a little more of the world. I don't really want to see Europe, but other countries interest me more. I would like to see those people and how they live. Because as a human being I had not been able to do all of this, it had been my wish to go to Greece, to America, to Egypt, to India, to Japan and so on. Yes, it had been a dream of mine to go there and see how the people there live. I would like that, I thought, but it was not possible for me as a human being, I would never have been able to raise the money that would have been necessary. So I had to stay in my homeland, was generally satisfied and had just let it remain a wish. But now it was no longer to be like that. My companion shared the view that we could now take a closer look at something of the earthly world. She also thought, to seek advice in this house, as we were recommended to do, seems to be something impossible. They are standing there in such large crowds, no, we don't want to wait that long. But we could check from time to time to see if we had better access. So we agreed to go together and wander in the earthly realm. Before I decided to do that, however, I said, I have the need to go to church. And I asked whether there would be a place of worship, a church or something similar in the world beyond, because this was what I was used to from my life on Earth. I wanted to go to church, I wanted to pray to God and ask Him to forgive me. But for that to happen, I would have to have a church. My companion said that she had also been to these places of worship, but she did not feel that it changed anything in her life, and so she was looking for other ways to get help. She was of the opinion that there were other ways to gain knowledge more quickly or to get help for ascension more quickly without having to speak to this big house and constantly go to this church, this place of worship. She said that she also prayed quietly to herself. But I said that I wanted to see such a church, and so we went there together. The place of worship that we came to consisted of a roof that stood on beautiful pillars. The building was open in all directions,